Seated at a laboratory counter, inmate Carla Oglesby is bending over a vice-like gadget called a parallelometer to line up the bite on a plaster cast of a denture.
It's going to show us where our undercuts are on the cast, and we have to mark it for a removable partial denture.
Behind her, at another counter, 40-year-old Wanda Chavez is looking over another inmate's shoulder, lining up another set of dentures. She's finished 4 months of training and says she'll be ready soon for a work release program. Chavez says that will give her a chance to get back into the profession she had to give up when she went to prison.
I was a nurse's aide when I was out there, and I loved helping people. And for me, this is just another way to help somebody smile, the ones that don't have, you know.
Sitting beside Chavez, working on the denture cast, 47-year-old Patricia Morris has similar dreams. She's been in prison for 15 years.
I was an assistant manager and manager of a restaurant on the outside before I came here. And to further my horizon as far as my education and stuff, you know, is amazing. So I'm real excited about it.
The new training program has the support of three state agencies, the prison system, the state technical college system that wrote and certified the curriculum, and the Department of Workforce Development that is sponsoring apprenticeships for inmates. DWD Secretary Roberta Gassman says after completing the 20-week program, inmates will have earned 15 college credits and be ready for a job in a field that is in high demand.
There are about 20 healthcare occupations that lead the pack in terms of having labor shortages right now. Dental technicians is one of those areas. These are job skills that these individuals are getting that will help them connect with good-paying jobs, with the future, with benefits, with the ability to support their families.
Prison officials hope eventually the program will expand and become a production unit making dentures for inmates throughout the prison system. That could save the state $100,000 a year it now pays to an outside contractor. But Corrections Secretary Matt Frank says the bigger savings will be in stopping the revolving door that many of the women in Techita get caught in.
If we can have somebody who comes to prison and does their time and is released to the community and gets a good paying job and can be stable and not commit a new crime, that is an enormous savings in the future to county taxpayers and state taxpayers.
As the program grows, the trainees will also be making a wide range of removable dentures, including night guards, bite guards, as well as permanent implants. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.